Ready?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Town of Curry Beach organizational meeting for the coming year with the new elected officials for the town. So in calling the meeting to order, John, would you please give us the invocation, and then we will stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Certainly. Lord, we praise you and give you all the glory for sharing this small piece of your amazing creation with us. Curry Beach is a pleasant, peaceful town, made so by the sense of community among our leadership and its citizens. Unlike much of the world where elected officials betray their oath of office, that is not the case here, as four of our citizens will take that oath this evening. We again thank you for the dedicated service of Mayor Craig Blazinski when he asked your blessing not only on the new mayor and the slate of new commissioners, but also upon the town staff and the citizens that are present and those who could not attend tonight. We ask that your decisions of this new council be in accordance with your will in preserving Curry Beach as the family-friendly gem along the Atlantic coast. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we move into the agenda, I want to recognize some of our distinguished guests. So, Mayor Lynn Barbie from Carolina Beach, thank you. Lynn LeCompte, Debbie LeCompte, excuse me, Debbie. I got your last name wrong last time. Joe Benson is here, and also Commissioner Jay Healy. So thank you for showing your support and coming here this evening.
Mr. Zappel walked through the back door.
Oh, there he is. Mr. Zappel is here from the County Commission. May we recognize you and thank you for coming. You've been a faithful attendee to many of our events. And I also want to mention Chance Lambeth from Rouser's office. So we have a pretty good slate of guests this evening. Thank you all for coming. Okay. Please take a look at the consent agenda items and tell me if there need to be any changes. If not, I will accept a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, the agenda stands. Moving on to the regular agenda. Please review the regular agenda and advise if there's any changes or deletions or additions. If not, I'll accept a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion we adopt the agenda as presented.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, the agenda stands. Moving into the public comment period, we do have one individual signed up. Mr. Barbie, would you please come forward, state your name and your address?
I gotta remember my address. I don't usually stand on this side. I'm Lynn Barbie, 933 Searidge. Mayor of Carolina Beach. I just wanted to come on behalf of Carolina Beach. First, you know, Craig, you've been a great friend to us and really enjoyed working with you. We had that ceremony a few days ago, but it's nice to see you all. But on behalf of Carolina Beach, we just want to congratulate all the election winners and hopefully have an appointee tonight as well. And let's just build on what we've done. We've got a great relationship. I know Alan calls me quite often. We exchange phone calls quite a bit, so if there's anything we can do, we look forward to the future. We're really excited about this evening. So, congratulations to you all.
Thank you very much, Lynn.
Okay, moving into the oaths of office. The oaths will be performed by the Honorable Judge Rebecca Blackmore. And first up will be Mayor-elect, soon to be Mayor, Alan Oliver.
Where would you like us to be? Over there?
Where would you like to do it?
First leadership.
I'm very happy and proud to be back to swear in the mayor and city council members tonight. I have sort of become a tradition that I do this. Now, Craig Wozinski has been the one that I've always sworn in, and I've sworn in Alan Oliver as a town council member. And I saw Mr. Allen the other night, and he was lamenting the fact that I don't get to swear him in for anything tonight. So I told him to make up for it, I would just swear at him. I'm sure that you can think of something that he would need to be sworn at for. But it is an honor and a privilege to swear in your mayor and your town council. And your wife is going to hold the Bible for you. And I will give you this to look at, I think. Yes. So you can, in case I don't make the word clear for you, you'll have it to look at. And we will do this together. And there's an easy way and a hard way to do it, and I always do it the hard way.
Okay.
Because I think it's meaningful.
Okay.
So I'll ask you to repeat these words after me.
Okay.
I, Alan Oliver. Do solemnly swear. That I will support and maintain. The Constitution and laws of the United States. And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina. Not inconsistent therewith. And that I will faithfully discharge. The duties of my office. As mayor of the town of Curie Beach. Congratulations, Mayor.
Thank you.
The Honorable Mayor Alan Oliver.
He wants to get down and get you.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That I will support, maintain, and defend.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina. Not inconsistent therewith. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office. As Commissioner for the Town of Curie Beach.
So don't be bad.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next is Connie Merkel, Commissioner Connie Merkel.
And you have a special Bible and a special person?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you have an extra copy if you want to look. Ready?
I'm ready.
I, Connie Merkel, do solemnly swear, that I will support and maintain, the laws and the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution and laws of North Carolina, not inconsistent therewith, And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office as commissioner for the town of Curry Beach. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Connie, you get a choice. Yeah, there's one on this end. Okay, I'm sorry. Hey, y'all, if we don't, I'm learning a lesson real quick. Beth keeps me in line, so keep us all in line.
Do you want me to swear at you?
Next on the agenda is the appointment of the vacancy caused by for the 2 years left on my term for my commissioner seat. So I will entertain a motion for that, to fill that council position.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that Dennis Panicali, the next highest vote getter in the recent election, be appointed for 2 years to council.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Dennis, you're up.
All right. I state your name.
I, Dennis Panicali.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and maintain the Constitution and laws of the United States
and the Constitution and laws of North Carolina
not inconsistent therewith and that I will faithfully discharge the duties
of my office
as commissioner for the town of Curry Beach. Congratulations.
Thank you.
She's going to steal your Bible.
While Dennis is taking his seat, we need to... Judge Blackmore was a resident of Curry Beach, and she's been a tremendous friend of ours. And even though she moved off the island, we still call her one of our own, and we thank you.
Still feels like home. Thank you.
All right, now for some council appointments, and we'll need a motion for each one of these. Folks, I will make a recommendation. If y'all agree with my recommendation, then we will move forward with that. First off, I will accept a nomination for Mayor Pro Tem.
Mayor, I would like to nominate David Hagler as the Mayor Pro Tem for the next 2 years.
Can I have a motion?
I second that motion.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Congratulations, David.
Thank you very much, sir.
By our town charter, we have to name a building commissioner. I'd like to recommend Dennis Panicali for that position. If I could have a motion for that.
I'll make a motion for Dennis Panicali for Building Inspection Department.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have a Carolina Beach, Curie Beach Sewer Authority that two of our members serve. David Hagler normally serves since he is with Public Works, deals with Public Works as a liaison, and I'd like to recommend Connie Merkel since she will to serve on that Sewer Authority. Do I have a motion for that?
Make a motion for Connie Merkel and myself on the Sewer Authority.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Non-town committee appointments. First, we have the Council of Government and an alternate. I'd like to recommend John Ellen as the member and Connie Merkel as the alternate. Do you have a motion for that?
Make a motion for John Ellen as the member and Connie Merkel as the alternate.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Currently, we have a WMPO, it's a review committee for their long-range plan. Currently, we have a resident that serves as John Cawthorn. I'd like to recommend that John continues to serve in that role. So if I could have a motion for that.
Make a motion for John Cawthorn to remain the Citizens Advisory Committee resident.
Second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
The WMPO Bicycle Pedestrian Committee, currently Mo Lindquist is our representative. I'd like for Mo to continue in that role if we could have a motion for that.
Make a motion that we appoint Mo Lindquist to continue her role.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. The WMPO Advisory Board has to be an elected official. John has served that role the past 6 years. It's okay with council to take a motion to John to continue that role as the WMPO Advisory Board.
Make a motion, John Ellen, remain on the Advisory Board representative.
Have a second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next, we have the Ports, Waterways, and Beach Commission. I have to be an elected official. I would like Dennis Panicali to serve in that role if I could get a motion for that.
Make a motion that Dennis Panicali represent Curie Beach on the Ports, Waterway, and Beach Commission.
Okay. Second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We have two slots on the Tourism Development Authority. One is the mayor, so I automatically serve as that role, and the other is a business owner. We're still working on that business owner. We've had issues in the past or difficulties in the past getting someone to serve. And it has a specific role as a hotel owner or business owner in that matter. We're still working on that. So have a motion to appoint myself on that.
Make a motion to appoint the mayor and hope to bring someone in the January meeting.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And the WMPO Technical Coordinating Committee, they have all these acronyms. TCC is normally an employee. Mandy Sanders normally serves in that role. A motion to continue that.
Make a motion that Mandy Sanders continue as the MPO Technical Coordinating.
Okay. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We have to have someone to sign the checks when we pay people around here. Normally, it's the mayor and the mayor pro tem. Typically, we put a commissioner on there that we can readily get a hold of. So I'd like to recommend Dennis Panicali for that. If I could have a motion for Dennis as a bank signatory.
I make a motion, Dennis Panicali as a banking signatory.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next are mayor appointments for different liaisons to departments or committees. Let me run through those real quick. Folks, the administration, normally the mayor handles that, so I will continue to do that. I'm asking Connie Merkel, with her background in finance, to be the liaison to finance. Dennis has taken a love and has a second home with the fire department. He wanted to continue that role with the fire department. Typically, the mayor takes the police department, and I gladly and look forward to working with the police department. David Hagler does public works. He's a liaison to them, and with his experience and knowledge of town, he's invaluable in that role. John Allen will take recreation, stepping in for me in that role. You'll be the second best person to have that role, John. Development and compliance office will be Dennis Panicali. David Hagler will continue to serve as our emergency manager. We have committee liaisons. I will be the community center liaison. Marketing will be Connie Merkel. Planning and zoning and historic preservation, Dennis Panicali. Shoreline access and beach protection is Dennis Panicali. Bicycle pedestrian, John Allen. Stormwater oversight, David Hagler. Chamber of Commerce, John Allen. And MOTSU will be myself and John Allen. Okay? Those are all the appointments we have, all the committee appointments. I don't think I missed anything, Mandy and Beth. Did I get all those right?
You got them all correct, sir.
All right. Next item on our agenda is to schedule our council retreat, which is normally around the 1st of February. We have two dates on our agenda. Guys, anybody have a preference either way, Friday or Monday? What would y'all's preference be?
I'm fine either one, Mr. Mayor.
I'm fine. Either day.
I don't have one.
Either day.
So Friday's Groundhog Day. Not that it matters, but.
All right. Let's just do it on Friday, if that's okay with everybody.
I make a motion. Our retreat is on Friday, February the 2nd, starting at what time, Mandy or Beth?
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Okay. Have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 And the January meeting falls on Martin Luther King Day, which is January 15th. We need to reschedule that date. Does anybody have a recommendation? I don't think that I have anything that would. We can either go the 16th or we could go a week earlier or later. Probably a week later would be better, still a week earlier. Or we can do it that week. So, David, what's your work schedule?
I know I'm calling the week of the 8th, but I was planning on being here the 15th, so the 16th is fine. Y'all, the 22nd, whichever works for you. The 16th would be better, actually.
All right. So, is that okay, everybody? So, I have a motion?
I'm out of town until that weekend before, so I can't do the week before. But
okay,
the 16th
is good? Okay.
So, I make a motion the January meeting be moved to Tuesday, January 16th at 6 p.m.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Do I have a second?
Meeting, second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And I think I'd like to give our commissioners the opportunity to say anything they'd like to in closing tonight. So, Dennis, I'll start with you if you have something you'd like.
Well, I'd just like to thank Craig one more time for his service to the town, Kerry Beach, and the wonderful job he's done. And thank Alan for stepping up, and wish you the best in your new role.
David?
Yes, sir. So, one, congratulations to becoming the mayor, Alan. And then for Craig, I've been fortunate to work with mayor since Betty Medlin in 2000 and whatever that year is, 2000, right? So when I first got on council, and I've worked with every mayor in the town since then. I would say that they all had strengths and weaknesses, but Craig definitely stands out in that group. As well, I've lived in the town since 1964 and probably knew all of the mayors since 70. And I would say in that group, he stands out as well. So for the citizens in the audience, please congratulate him tonight. We're going to have a reception afterwards. Please stay around and please give him your heartfelt thanks. He's done a great job for the town. There's been a lot of stuff in the last 10 years of his service. 12 years, Craig? 10? 12?
12.
Yeah, 12 years, right? So in the 12 years that Craig has served the town, there's been a significant amount of change. I don't think half of our citizens recognize how much change there was because half of them haven't been there that long. But for those of us that have, he's done an outstanding job as a mayor, and I hope everyone acknowledges that tonight and in the future. And Craig, I look forward to having whiskey with you whenever we're not up here. So that's all I have, sir.
John.
I also echo my congratulations to the new mayor, Alan, and the outgoing mayor, Craig. Both I've worked with up here now for over 6 years, and they've done an outstanding job. I would also like to give a short shout out to Miss Bethany back there from our building department and planning and development. She took her an exam today for certification for being the building inspector and passed that in flying colors. And I stopped by her office. I stopped by her office earlier and was asking her about it, and she said it's a 3.5 to 4 hour exam, and there was a stack of books on her desk. It was like literally that thick that she had memorized to make that happen. So congratulations. I'd also like to give a shout out to the police chief, Mike Bowden, and the fire chief, Ed Kennedy. About 7 days, let's see, this is about 10 days ago, my wife Robbie back here and I had the opportunity to see two of our town police and five of our town fire department members come to a resident and solve a problem for the gentleman. And the two police officers helped get this gentleman up off the floor and into his bed. And, you know, the wife was saying, thank you, that's enough. And, oh no, that's not enough with our first responders. They waited till the EMT got there so they could check out the gentleman, make sure all his vitals were good before they would close down the operation. And during that time that the EMTs are doing their operation, the police are consoling the spouse, and I was just very impressed. I'd like you gentlemen, y'all were not there, but to pass that back to your people. Thank you.
Carmen?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank all of you for coming here tonight, because this was a special night for me to be sworn into the Town Council of Curry Beach. And next, I'd like to thank my husband, Tony, who was very supportive during my campaign, during my absences, during a lot of the days and in the evenings out canvassing and collecting votes. And I also want to thank everyone on the council and the mayor, Craig, and Alan, and Dennis, and David, and John. They've been very welcoming and very supportive of me joining the town council. And I really look forward to continuing my volunteerism to the community and being a voice for the community. And, you know, people do ask me, you know, why do you do this? Do you really want to do this? And I always say that, you know, to me, I want to be a voice for the people of the community. And I always want people to feel that they can approach me. And I really want just to thank everyone for being here tonight.
So I'm last. First, to everybody up here, I really look forward to working with each of you. I think we have a good group here and continue what we've had for the past 6 years. Craig, you've been invaluable to me and to this town. Guys, he brought this town around through our parking, some hurricanes, the building of this building, a lot of other town items that his leadership, it goes unnoticed, and he's a very modest person that does not like those accolades. And Craig, to you, we thank you for all you did for us. And don't worry, I still have your phone number, and it says Mayor Craig on there. So you'll be getting phone calls from that now and then. To the spouses of everybody that's here, I think we appreciate y'all and the support y'all give us. To our department heads, y'all are the backbone of our community, of the what make our job a lot easier. We thank you for that. And finally, to my friends that are here tonight, I appreciate y'all coming out. It's special. It really is. I get the award for the longest person. I got a guy here from High Point that came tonight. So, Lee, thank you. He took my place in High Point, so they hadn't run him off yet, so I guess that's a good sign. I picked the right person. And my family's here. Mindy, I love you, dear. I have my two sons and my daughter-in-law, Ashley, and Jane, Mary, Charlie, and Sam are all here. And they came down from Raleigh, Kerry, to be here tonight with me. So I thank y'all for being here. We have to have our picture made up here right after this, but after we're adjourned, we have a reception. Please join in the festivities, and if I can have a motion, we will stand adjourned.
Make a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.